1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
New York City snitch line
okay.
now exists to report people who aren't social distancing or who are outside. They'd have to blow the whistle on Andrew Cuomo, right? Because he was outside with his family when that guy in the bike rolled up.
Whom he threatened. He said, he threatened the guy. How did he say it? He didn't say, I'll kill you.
Tell him to shut up, and he wanted to punch him in the face.
Didn't he say, this wasn't the end of this, you'll be hearing from me again, or something like that, or don't turn your back, or whatever. It was a threat. There was no doubt it was a threat. Yeah. Chris Cuomo.
So the snitch line is a texting platform. You blow the whistle by texting your snitching.
Hold on. What if I just don't like somebody and I wanna harass them and I say, hey, I think I saw them out. Well, and now how overloaded is that thing? How much wasted time?
People don't seem to like the whole idea anyway, because it cuts against the DNA of being an American. And this is actually encouraging to me.
You think?
I understood when, it was like if you see something, say something when it came to spies or terrorists or Al-Qaeda or German guys landing from a submarine onto a beach or something like that.
Right, you see a guy open up a quarter and inside you think you saw microfilm. You got to report that. It's World War II.
No, it was just a candy. It was just a chocolate thing.
You know where I saw that?
Where?
The FBI story with Jimmy Stewart.
The guy opened up a quarter.
The Germans were passing. Somebody got changed somewhere at a store. It was you thought they were Americans, but it was one German to another.
Yeah.
And
was there a little secret?
Inside of there was inside of like the 50 cent piece, I think it was.
Microfilm.
That was microfilm was the.
It was high
flash drive of the 40s or the 50s whenever they were making those movies. But so that you would report.
People took binoculars and scanned the ocean and looked for German submarines. We had Nazi submarines patrolling the coasts of the United States during World War II, sinking ships. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
But people here in this country are a little reticent to snitch on each other just as Americans, I think. I think that's good, actually.
We're not wired that way.
Yeah, for especially the most part. It's just behavior like,
I've seen plenty of people in my neighborhood out walking side by side. I'm assuming that they're living in the same house, but what if they're neighbors and they just want to go out? They haven't seen each other. We're going out for a walk. I'll bring my dog.
Well, what? And right. And that's,
where am I getting
and that's
involved
where we're
in
at.
That?
I mean, if you, call the police because you see drug dealers or child molesters or abuse or something. Yeah, good. That's a crime. You should report it. But when it comes to snitching on someone because they're not standing far enough away from someone else, that's getting weird. That's getting really George Orwellish. People aren't happy with it, and predictably, the texting platform has been inundated with photos of penises.
Yes. This goes to the
and Hitler memes. Here's what I think of your texting platform. I enjoyed reading that.
Yeah, that's right in there with Joe Buck, doing a little narration. I'll just narrate a couple of things, and people sending videos of themselves having sex. It gets ruined. Okay.
Yeah.
This case, I'm all right with it.
Yeah. Who's the little old lady that's got to go through all these? Well,
all the pictures, I'll go through today's report. Oh my! Nothing shows discontent like a penis. Yeah. New York Post reports that it was not immediately clear whether the texters were even in New York City.
Yeah, could have got one from Brett Favre.
He was a Jet.
Yeah, he was.
He's a former resident.
He's got standing. Yeah, so, yeah. That gives me hope, actually.
That does.
Well, I'm glad
I keep hearing this phrase, the new normal. Are we going to keep social distancing? No, we shouldn't. We should be human beings again.
This is the new normal of an American hero, sending a picture of your junk to the New York snitch line.
Right. This makes
as long as it's to the New York snitch line, make a hero of him.
This puts you up there with Audie Murphy and Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
You're going to be honoring him at halftime of a Bucks game. This man,
you'll be reading the script.
Snap a picture of his junk and send it to the New York snitch line during the coronavirus pandemic,
making him our fan of the game.
Well, you could probably draw one too, right? I mean, you know, just
sure.
On my phone, every now and then I accidentally hit a button where I can draw something in a little box.
Oh yeah,
I don't even how I do that.
Yeah, it's a feature.
But the next time I accidentally get that, I'm going to draw a penis in there and send it to the New York snitch.
You know what? You owe it to your country to do that.
I do.
That's, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I might try to put an American flag background in there somewhere.
If we were redoing the text on those Uncle Sam posters, you know, Uncle Sam wants you, he's pointing. Now it would say Uncle Sam wants you to send a picture of your penis to the New York snitch line.
All real Americans. Yeah, love the sting of battle. Change that in George Patton's speech. Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
That's good. It is to me.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's our good news of the day.
America.
America fighting back against all this. Our liberties have just been trashed during all this.
There's people just losing their minds, you know, like filling in the skate park with the sand. And there's certain wing nuts out there that are just like.
It was where Venice Beach that we had that story yesterday.
Yeah.
They filled in the. I think we should fill in all skateboard parks with sand personally, but.
That's a different topic.
It isn't Bob America.
No.
So.
No, right.
So good.
And I, you know what? Honestly, I just did that for humor purposes. Mm-hmm. I've never had any experience at a skateboard park because I've never been. What do I know about a skateboard park? It could be
skateboarders. Send your penis pictures to Bob.
It could be.
Hey man, here's what I think of your skateboard, right, Bob. Yeah.
Another unhappy listener. You know what you're doing? You're throwing the doors open instead of hate mail.
I suppose
we're gonna get these penis pictures. I wonder what we said to deserve that
right.
one.
Can't we ask for boobs instead?
Boobs are a reward. Yeah, I actually saw a text one time that said, "What were they called? What did it say? Naked selfies." Are the man equivalent of flowers to a woman. If you get boob text, that's a reward. You don't get those as a, hey,
it's not a
I
protest.
Hate you. No, it's a, hey,
it's
good
like
boy.
I said, nothing says discontent.
Right.
Like
the, right. Like
yeah. Penis. Nobody wants to see
right.
that.
The
You know, it's that and the Hitler memes of our, they're in one group. Hitler.
Man. Hmm.
Yeah.
How about a picture of a penis made to look like Hitler?
With a mustache
double,
on it.
The double.
The worst penis of all time with the Hitler mustache.
Yeah. So,
ooh, this guy's serious.
So,
holy cow, is he mad. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Reward unhappiness. Yes, I'm unhappy with you. That's what you get. I'm happy with you. Here's what you get.
Hey.
Yeah.
And Hitler deserves all the criticism he gets, but, I mean.
There'll be no pushback on that.
Right on that same platform should be Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
But they don't get it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is Hitler the poster boy? Why can't there?
Hitler lasted from 1932 to 1945, basically. And Stalin and Mao were both longer than that.
You said
millions, Saddam and Hussein.
Millions of people.
Eh.
Bad, shorter reign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said a long time ago, you can't go a day without seeing something about Hitler on TV if you have cable.
Oh, yeah.
History
now he's
channel.
In color.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, Hitler in color.
Hey.
Oh, he looks much nicer now.
I defy a dedicated channel surfer to not see anything about Hitler specifically. Not where you see Hitler a little bit during something you're watching about World War II.
No, it's Hitler. It's a Hitler topic.
It's this Hitler-specific thing somewhere on cable during the day if you're just popping around channels.
Sure. How hard do I have to look to find day. How hard do I have to look on cable to find something about Stalin?
A little harder.
I think a lot harder.
You know, it might pop up once in a while, but evil guy.
Is Stalin
evil
2
man.
Or Stalin 1B?
What's that?
If you're ranking them, Hitler's number 1, you know, on everyone's list. Is Stalin number 2 or do you just make him 1B? You know, well, they're both first place finishers.
I'd say 1B. I mean, they're just one's as bad as the other. Yeah, you can't even really ask the question. You know, people say, well, what are you defending Hitler? No, God, no.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know.
Just saying Stalin was as bad, and he doesn't seem to get the punching that he deserves. And Mao is the same. Mao is no
maybe worse.
Good.
I mean, this thing's well.
Well, I mean, if you think of board feet, you know, the measure of lumber, or man hours, you know, where you take two components and multiply them by each other to get a
some
number.
Kind of misery.
Right. I mean,
measurement.
It's like Stalin and Mao governed over more people for longer periods of time. Hitler was fantastically horrible in a relatively short amount of time.
He was the Jesse Owens of horrible.
I think they.
He did it in a hurry.
I think they sort of equate. If you just, you know, you measure years by lives lost, they're pretty close. But.
And yet Michael Jordan managed to sell underwear with that mustache in a couple of commercials. I will never.
It was a Charlie Chaplin.
It was a Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
No one ever calls that a Chaplin.
I know.
Nobody.
I know.
You let me know if somebody does, because I'll
right,
go, oh.
Because if you draw that kind of mustache on the penis of discontent that you send in to the snitch line.
It's double.
People will call it a Hitler mustache.
Oh, for sure.
You can underline that by drawing the hair, you know.
You can minimally.
Yeah, you wouldn't even need to.
You can minimally
stuck out on the side.
Draw a Hitler sketch. If you do the hair and the mustache, people go, that's Hitler. Instantly. Right. Like on What's My Line or if you were playing.
There was
But, I mean, there should be an identifiable Stalin mustache as well.
Yeah, but there's not. He had a lot of hair. He had you'd have really heavy hair. That guy had
a bad
rug.
Skin.
Did he?
Yeah, he had, I think, smallpox as a youngster, and he was scarred up from it.
But a lot of guys had that style mustache. There was just Hitler and Chaplin that had that.
Just
so,
two guys.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm not growing it, even if people know it. I really like Charlie Chaplin.
Wasn't a good look anyways. Yeah.
Sam Elliott never grew a mustache like that. Tom Selleck never grew a mustache like that.
Just Jordan for some reason.
You know, Tom Selleck, that mustache in Blue Bloods, it's more like the mustache is the star and it just has Tom Selleck attached to its ass.
Kerry said yesterday it's the best mustache.
It is quite a mustache.
He
knows how to work it.
He does.
Yeah. He's always twitching it. And
Tom Selleck, though, his voice doesn't match his.
Nope. It's a little nasally, a little high, yeah.
Especially in Magnum. He was, man, that guy, he was a good-looking fella back in the Magnum days.
This just in, Eric realizes Tom Selleck was very handsome.
Holy cow.
Selleck proclaimed good-looking.
Now that guy. But that voice, as soon as he opens his mouth, you're like,
I agree.
Wow, that's really? That doesn't fit him.
He overcame it, though.
He did.
He. It was never really an issue. He was likable. He was just a likable guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
It's a likable voice. It's not annoying.
You just expect him to have some.
Sam Elliott's voice matches his look.
Right.
Well, that's how he got the
voice. And the mustache and all that stuff. That, all that lines up.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude, too. I think he's better looking with a mustache. I don't know why. But he fits his voice.
He does.
Kurt Russell fits his voice.
Sure.
He can grow a mean mustache.
And that's
like that.
Not a deep voice or anything. That's just But Tom Selleck's is kind of squeaky and...
Yeah. But it works. He made it work. He overcame it. We'll say that. I'll bet there were people who said, yeah, with that voice, I just don't. Right. Tom, I'm sorry.
Tom Selleck and Sam Elliott together in The Sacketts.
What's that? The Sacketts.
Like a cowboy miniseries. Try to find them talking to each other here.
I'm sure he had voice training over the years.
He never did any voice work, did he? I don't remember him on commercials.
I don't know.
Selleck?
Yeah.
He started out as a model. He was doing cigarette ads.
I could see that. Yeah, you could be a Marlboro man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cowboy series.
Tom Selleck could pull off a cowboy role.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Didn't he... He had a movie where he was like an Australian cowboy.
Quigley Down Under.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's not what he talks about much.
Remember when I was in Quigley Down Under? Magnum P.I.
Let's talk about Magnum.
Yeah, I think here's Sam Elliott and Tom Selleck together.
You got some audio?
You can bring it up.
All right.
I'll be right in the mall.
You do it, Tyrell.
Yeah, that was... Sam Elliott.
Yeah, it's not really that good.
No, there's music in the back.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck.
I think we should die. Shoot him.
I didn't even see his lips move. Bad
guys just start laughing.
Do you hear them, boys?
What?
Say that again. I play that scene again. I didn't even see his lips.
The fellow that made a big gold strike here said his name was Tell Sackett.
Huh. That's right. Who are you?
Well, that's not Tom.
Nope.
Ira Bigelow. What about Sackett?
Well, he wasn't anxious to talk about it.
No, that guy, you've seen him a million times.
I'm not interested in it.
That's Jack Elam.
Is this Sackett still around?
He's got both eyes open.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, the real challenge is when you're going to have to write to your...
Again, none of these people are Tom Selleck, by the way.
Give it to you.
Here, okay, they're sitting around a campfire.
Here's a looking book. Mm-hmm. What's it say?
It's called Blackstone.
Can I get more coffee?
Law.
Wait a minute.
The whole should protect all its parts.
This is pointless. We'll just wrap it up now. I swear. What's wrong with the volume, man? Anyway, yeah.
Who ate the last of the beef jerky?
Does not sound like Tom Selleck.
Oh, the beef jerky's all gone.
That's the guys are just sitting around the fire looking at him like, what's the deal with him?
You're not only mocking his voice, but also the things he would say. He would say things like that. Oh, okay. All right. Anyway.
I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Mustaches.
I can't even see anymore.
Hitler snitch line penises, discontent. I'm sure where we were. Sorry about that. I feel like I was a disruption to the show. Now we've lost all focus. And it's all my fault. My poor friend over there almost went into some sort of nasal attack. He had to get out his nose spray.
I know. Can't breathe anymore.
All right. Certainly Mr. Selleck doesn't talk like that. He's a fine actor.
That's right.
Fine actor.
Yes. What are we talking about?
Sending your penises pictures in
for a commercial
in New York. Oh, it might be a good Brian. This might be a good time to just stop and regroup and focus again on the Bob and Brian Show.